The following presentation is a production of 63 Audio and the Narada Radio Company, a proud member of the Mutual Audio Network.
Do you dare to go down into the cellar? Welcome to the cellar, made especially for Transcontinental Terror 2022. And hosted by Cadavera Quivery.
Welcome back to my beautiful cellar. Oh, sit here beside me and be uncomfortable. Well, I had a free moment, so I thought I'd sort through all of my old magazines. Some of them I've never even taken the time to read. Yes, it's true. I was visited by a young man who was going door to door selling subscriptions, and I had just finished filling out the form for one when suddenly he was carried off to play by Rodrigo. So, of course, I felt so bad about it that I subscribed to several others in his memory. Oh, just help yourself to that pile. I've got, oh, Country Dying, Marie Scare, Bad Housekeeping, Noose Weekly, and my longtime favorite, the Saturday Evening Ghost. Well, I suppose I can finish this later. I know you didn't come down here to read a story. You came to hear one. And I happen to have a hauntingly hideous one for you here in my great big book. Yes. Let's see. Here we are. Well, you're in for a treat tonight, creeps. Our tale was the first place winner in the Cellar Audio Drama Scriptwriting Competition in 2019. Our action takes place in Norway, north of the Arctic Circle, where a group of scientists are... But no hints. Are you ready? Just listen.
My name is Anne Holloway, Senior Research Assistant on the North Atlantic Climate Change Project, which arrived in the Norwegian outpost of Svalbard just north of the Arctic Circle 3 days ago. The team was sent to study the pronounced regression of an ice sheet covering Edge Island to the east of the archipelago and report the findings back to the data team in Augusta, led by Professor Lindford Noble, a leading authority in evolutionary biology, The team included Gunter Schmidt, Director of Climate Strategy at the IPCC, Gary Stiles, a geologist from Yale, and myself. I fear all is lost, and while I feel duty-bound to document the horrific events that have befallen my team, I am racked with fear over two possible outcomes. First, I may not get off this island alive. And secondly, if I do, I'm sure to go mad after the things I've seen. Should my worst fears come to pass, let this communique be a warning to those who dare to venture this godforsaken land. It seems incredible to me now how we had time on our arrival to explore this ominously beautiful landscape, and how intrigue drove us into the caves of Pyramiden's dark, eponymous mountains.
These murals are extraordinary.
Predates anything we've seen this far north.
And so well preserved.
Look, a hunting scene. The indigenous Malagites were great hunters.
Malagites, Professor Noble?
Yes, Schmidt. Brave, resourceful people, well equipped for survival in such environmental extremes.
Must be way below freezing in here.
Tough conditions, Holloway, and yet somehow they thrive.
There's a lot of flint lying around. Perfect for sparks.
The Magalites would build huge pyres that burned for days.
To cook with?
Uh-huh. But also to fend off threats from the mainland. Thieves from the Clateen and Thiol were a constant menace.
Curious names.
Indeed, but Inuit tribes with fearsome reputations.
Professor, these dark figures, see on the mural's edge? They look sinister.
They are most unusual.
Such hideous eyes. What manner of creature are they?
The drawing's only a primitive likeness, but the amorphous form doesn't suggest a complex life form.
But those eyes...
And they seem to be trained on... Is that a Magalite family?
You may be right, Stiles.
Strange.
Schmidt?
The random scatterings of all these fragments. What on earth?
They're bones.
So, the Malagites had predators?
Can't say I've come across any natural predators in my research. I doubt these are human bones.
But that's a human ribcage, surely.
Stiles, please.
But Professor...
Doctor, now is not the time for fanciful notions. You focus on geology, while I focus on
Professor,
what I...
Professor, over here. Another mural.
Look, another dark figure, and it's... It's devouring a Malagite!
Our discovery of a hitherto unknown race of sentient beings seemed fantastic. Closer examination of the murals revealed a more complex form to the creatures. Their heads melded into their bodies seamlessly, and six articulated limbs were spaced evenly across the torso. The limb ends splayed into fingered hands, which implied a high dexterous capability, while fern-like structures emanating from the skull suggested rudimentary antennae for sensing changes in temperature or pressure. But it was the intensity of those malevolent eyes that held us all transfixed. It remained unsaid, but our instincts told us that should we ever see those eyes for real, then they might well wreak untold consequences on our souls. And while we thought we were safe in the knowledge that this would never happen, given that these vile creatures had died out many millennia since, the unexpected arrival of Canute fundamentally challenged everything we held true about the nature of the universe.
We really should be heading back. We got a lot of prep for tomorrow.
Think you got enough shots, Stiles?
A few more should do it.
I wonder if the Magalites had a name for them.
They are the Putinis!
Hold the hell!
Stiles!
My apologies. I didn't mean to startle you. I've been watching you study the murals with interest.
What's going on? You literally just appeared out of thin air.
Amusing notion. But I've been standing here unnoticed for some time. I'm surprised none of you heard my approach.
Who are you?
Do you live here?
In this bleak, deserted place?
You're from the mainland, then.
The mainland? Yes.
I am Professor Noble. This is Schmidt, Stiles, and Holloway. We're here on a climatology research project.
I am Canute.
And you know of these creatures? What did you call them again?
Putiniv. I do.
What is their provenance?
I possess the knowledge of many generations. Information of value to scientific minds like yours, I'm sure.
Oh, and I'd be prepared to pay handsomely to understand more of this species.
Handsomely?
Name your price, Canute.
Such boldness at latitudes above 75 degrees north is often misplaced, Professor. I'll happily reveal the mysteries of Parabidon for a price, but maybe you should be asking yourself why the Russians decided to hastily abandon this prosperous mining region.
The seams of coal just withered, I heard.
Plenty of coal here, Stiles.
Tell us, Canute!
While engaging, your enthusiasm may prove costly, Professor. Slow and steady wins the race.
He's toying with you, Professor.
Agreed. He's a confidence trickster with a few apocryphal tales to wrest cash off the gullible. It's why you're on the island.
Oh, is that so?
Wait, Canute, stop. Why did the Russians leave so quickly?
Because they found something in the permafrost.
The Putiniv?
And now we've reached the point where you honor our agreement.
I will reward you. You have my word.
Professor!
This is ridiculous! He's just spinning
I'll
this-
I'll take you at your word, Professor.
Appreciate it. So please, go on.
The Putiniv are not of this world.
I knew it!
Legend has it they traveled here after fleeing a world decimated by plague and catastrophic famine. As their population declined, those lucky enough to be immune from the plague drew up plans to abandon the planet. With just enough souls on board to propagate the species, the Putiniv launched their interstellar craft blindly into the ether, leaving behind a trillion others to face an agonizing death.
Why Earth?
no choice. Like a magnet, the Van Allen radiation belt pulled the passing ship towards Earth. Helpless, it crashed into the Barents Sea and washed up onto the archipelago's desolate shores.
This is remarkable.
After such an extended time in space, the Putinif were on the brink of starvation. Literally crawling from the ship, they studied the land they would make their home and regarded its inhabitants with hungry eyes.
But the Magalites sensed no danger?
Yes, but they were unable to counter the alien onslaught. The Putinif hunted the Magalites while they slept, stealing in under the cover of dark.
Such terror!
How do you know all this, Canute?
A simple enough conclusion to make from the alien murals that lie deeper in the cave.
This is not the work of the Magalites?
No. You're looking at the Putiniv's own account of their arrival. What's not recorded, however, is the building of their citadel.
A citadel?
A colossal city with mile-high walls of impenetrable stone.
The island granite.
Polished so smooth, it reflected sunlight straight back to its source.
Where is this citadel, Canute? And what became of the Putinif?
The Ice Age cometh.
An extinction event.
For the Putinif, yes. The aliens were ill-equipped for such extremes of cold and eventually yielded to the permafrost which engulfed their city.
But the Citadel's frozen remains could still be trapped somewhere in the pyramidal ice, just waiting to be uncovered.
Yes, I believe it to be so.
What? Wait, I hope you're not—
Professor, that's a search area of over 20,000 square miles.
Whoa, we're on a tight enough schedule as it is.
It appears your professor has something else on his mind.
Just think about this for a second.
No, absolutely not.
It's a real opportunity.
It's mumbo jumbo, Noble.
Canute, you said the Russians found something in the permafrost, right?
That's what I heard, and they fled.
Professor, please, we have no time for wild goose chases.
Enough, Holloway. I'll be the one to determine whether this is something or not.
Doctor, what's that down by your foot?
Looks like pieces of charcoal. Look, it's the same as the... He's been playing us this whole time.
I told you.
Don't be ridiculous. You didn't do all of this. Did you, Canute?
The legend is true. It's just... Look, there's more to this than meets the eye.
Oh, God, you did. Huh. And there I was, thinking we were on the brink of a major anthropological breakthrough.
Let's get out of here.
I promise you... I know there's something out there. I can help you find it.
What time do we leave for Edge Island tomorrow?
The chopper's in for us at 8, Professor.
Right. Well, I suggest we head back. Leave this fantasist to his stories.
So what if I did manufacture this? I need someone to understand. Believe. It's not money I crave. I need help finding these beasts! They're out there! I know it! Ah! Damn fool! How could I have been so careless? Hello? Who's there? Is that you, Noble? Yes! I knew it! I knew you was just... Those eyes! Please,
Take those eyes away from me! No! No! Hold me! My head! My head! No! No!
Despite the drama in the cave revealed as nothing more than a prank, nobody had a particularly restful night's sleep. On the morning of our second day, Dr. Schmidt looked especially withdrawn at breakfast. Dr. Stiles was equally irritated, but mostly from a lack of sleep, while the professor was fully engrossed in his maps, frantically scribbling notes and coordinates. However, we were soon on board the helicopter and heading from the relative calm of Svalbard's Western Isles, Spitsbergen, east to Edge Island. Dear God, Edge Island. While the Storfjorden to the west had a remote charm to it, the ice field to the east was as soulless and haunting a place as you could ever imagine. We landed the chopper about a quarter mile from the glacier edge. This once majestic flow of ice had retreated so significantly that the landscape looked unrecognizable against our reference images. Ancient shales and sandstones hitherto unseen by human eyes had been exposed in the space of months rather than centuries. It was a sight that gave Schmidt and I pause for thought and... It quickly brought Stiles out of his funk. From here, we set up camp, the point from which the fate of the expedition was determined, and the position where I now await my destiny.
It's astonishing the amount the ice has receded.
Irrefutable proof of acceleration.
Evidence that cannot be ignored.
Stiles, what temperature reading did you get from the coastal water?
Up a whole degree on the seasonal norm.
I feared as much. That'll have devastating ecological consequences.
While the thought of this devastating process is unconscionable, the freshly revealed rocks may give us new insights into the origins of this land. Keeping you up, Holloway?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't get much sleep last night. I know it was just a hoax, but yesterday left me a little spooked.
Have to admit, feeling the same too.
Oh.
I'm with you both on that. Tossed and turned all night.
Goodness, we've all really...
Professor, quickly, over here!
Professor, it's a putinif. An entire specimen, intact, frozen in the permafrost.
The retreating ice has revealed it.
Canute was right.
The Murat. He was just trying to recruit us. He knew.
It's magnificent. The antennae are wondrous.
But those hideous eyes, Professor.
This is going to change everything. We need a strategy for its removal.
We didn't come here on a monster hunt, Professor. We've a job to do.
Stiles is right. The entire scientific community is hanging on for the results of this survey.
But what if we...
No, Professor. We need to hand this over to the Svalbard authorities.
Don't be so damn naive. We're about to make our mark in history.
Okay, you're scaring me now. This is getting out of hand.
Noble, you need to get it together.
Hey, cut it out. Look, it's been a long day. How about we regroup and put fresh eyes on this in the morning?
Okay. That's actually a good call. I'm not thinking straight, to be perfectly honest. Let's get back to our tents for some rest.
What do we do with that? It looks like it's about to pounce.
Just cover it up with a tarpaulin. Stiles, would you mind?
Sure, Professor.
Got a bad feeling about this.
What's that, Holloway?
can't help noticing the midnight sun's creating a lot of glacial melt. You know, thawing.
Relax. You're just being paranoid.
Am I now? Hey, Styles! Don't dwell on that. We need to get back. And the hell away from here. Passing the professor's tent last night, I heard him ranting. The excitement of this discovery burning inside him like a madness. He talked of taking the snowmobile out across the glacier in the morning in search of other specimens and finding the giant citadel. He grew delirious formulating plans to bring NASA specialists here to perform a field dissection on the alien and to explore theories on where this race had traveled from. He then postulated on opening a sensational exposition, like Carter thrusting Tutankhamun on a public hungry for sensationalism. Finally, exhausted and bewitched, Professor Noble confessed he would, if necessary, cut me and the other team members off so he could make this discovery his own. Damn this eternal light. It's eerier than any darkness and holds just the same number of horrors. When we woke the following morning, it quickly became clear the professor was already hatching his treacherous plan.
Oh, dear Lord! It's gone.
I've searched everywhere. There's no sign of him. For pity's sake, where? Oh, no.
It's gone, Gary.
No, no, no. This can't be happening. Where the hell is Noble?
I didn't think he would go through with it.
What? Holloway, do you know something we don't?
No. What I mean is, it's just... last night, he was...
Noble to base, over.
It's him.
God damn it, Noble, where are you?
You're not going to believe this, but I found the Citadel.
I knew he gave in too easily last night.
You've got to see this. It's stunning. A world within a world. Its size surpasses any of our ancient monuments. But the pyramids, the Shiva temples.
Professor, your recklessness is jeopardizing the whole expedition. And the Putini specimen, it's gone from the ice.
That is grave news, Schmidt.
There's no sign of it. Can only assume it thawed and somehow became reanimated.
Be rational, man. How can a creature dead for eons possibly come back to life?
I don't know. You're the biologist. You figure it out.
Styles, calm down. It's time for cool heads.
How cool was your head when you deserted us on the snowmobile?
Okay, look. I need you all over here. There's opportunity that... there's so much to explore. I cannot manage this alone.
Has he lost every crumb of reality?
Professor, we need to return to Spitsbergen together. Come back with an appropriate support team, and then we...
Don't you dare, Styles. You just want the glory for yourself.
He's losing it.
Noble, you need to return to base camp. You're putting us all at risk.
Don't you tell me the... Oh, wait. There's something happening.
What? What do you see, Professor?
Figures in the distance. The dark figures.
No, this isn't good.
Seems you were right, Styles. They have been able to reanimate from cryogenic hibernation. They're, approaching quite rapidly.
Noble, get out of there now!
The Megalites, Professor, remember?
The Megalites were crude beings, Holloway. We've so much more to offer. They will be eager to learn our power.
What is it, Professor?
The Putinev. Those eyes, they've turned red and their fern structures are oscillating.
Why are their eyes red? Why?
My head! They're in my head!
For God's sake, Professor, get away!
The Mura, it's... they're consuming him.
Just run, Noble, run!
They possess a psychic form of communication. They're saying, oh, Lord, no. Yes, to those who knowingly corrupt their world.
I can't bear this.
Oh, no, they're ingesting. Oh, it's just dreaming.
He's gone.
Holloway, get back to the tent and call in the chopper. Sals and I will gather up the research equipment and meet you back there. Holloway, now! We've got to go.
Okay.
Keep the channel open on your radio so we're in communication the whole time.
What about the Patina from the ice? He could be anywhere now.
Hopefully it headed back to the Citadel to reunite with the others. Guys, come on. Time is against us.
That was the last time I saw either of them. Stiles' radio went dead while he was at the weather platform. Dr. Schmidt had gone to collect the vital core samples before he, too, went terribly quiet. I headed back here and radioed for help. And am now waiting to see who or what reaches me first. Oh, thank you. Thank you! Right. Come on, Anne. Think. What do you need? The laptop and the file notes in the...
Welcome back, fiends! Wasn't that an exciting adventure? While you were listening, I tried to get back to my chore of sorting through the magazines, but honestly, there are just too many. I guess that old saying is true. A ghoul and her money are soon parted. That was Terror on Edge Island. Episode 1 of our 2022 mini-series. The first place winner of the Sellers 2019 Audio Drama Scriptwriting Competition, written by Adrian Corey. And I, of course, am your hostly ghost. Your ghostly host, Cadavra Quivery. So, until next time, beans, remember, don't take candy from stranglers.
The Cellar is produced and directed by Pete Lutz. The theme was composed and performed by Tom Rory Parsons. Our cast consisted of the following players. Jordan J. Scavone as Professor Linford Noble, Tom Rippert as Dr. Gunther Schmidt, Les Marsden as Dr. Gary Stiles, Angela Young as Anne Holloway, and Orlando Segura as Canute. Cadavera Quivery is played by Angela Young. This is Robin Robbins speaking. The Cellar is a 63 audio production, mixed and mastered in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us again soon for another episode of The Cellar.
Yeah, 63 audio.
This is mutual.